But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you again today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. In Luke 17, we have the story of 10 lepers. Leprosy is a very dreaded disease. It eats away at the members of your body, and it kills the nerve endings, and people lose feeling. If you lose the feeling in your finger or in your hand and you touch the fire with it, it doesn't hurt you, and you do more damage by not taking your hand or finger out of the fire. In Jesus' day, lepers were put out of society. They would have to leave home and not have contact with their family or others. They would have to live apart and separated from others. I can remember when my wife was in the hospital in 1985. There was a man on her hall that had an infectious disease, and he was not allowed out of his room. On the door of his room was a big red warning sign prohibiting entering the room or of him leaving the room. This was not the case with these lepers here in Jesus' day. Medically, there was no hope for them. They were awaiting an awful and slow death by leprosy, consuming the members of their body. The man in the hospital room was waiting for the day when he would be able to leave his hospital room or receive visitors or receive friends and certain family members. He was there hoping and waiting for that day. But that was not the case in Jesus' day with these lepers. They were awaiting an awful and slow death by leprosy, consuming the members of their body. In Luke 17, 12 through 13, we read, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. It says that they stood afar off. They weren't allowed to come up to people. They stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices to Jesus. They were afar off, and Jesus healed them. As they went, they were healed. There were 10 of these lepers that were healed. In Luke 17, 15, we read, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Only one returned to give Jesus thanks. And then Jesus asked, but the 9, where are they?" Where were the 9? They had been healed, but they had not returned to give Jesus thanks. They were off to their lives. Jesus had healed them. That was what they wanted from him. They didn't really want Jesus, but wanted what he could do for them. They didn't want him, but wanted his blessing. Their focus was on themselves and how Jesus could help them and what Jesus could do for them. We can say they were interested in using Jesus and in what they could get out of Jesus, but not in Jesus himself. I remember a hymn that said, "Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord." What about us, my friend? Are we just interested in the blessing, or are we truly interested in him and a relationship with him? Do we want to use him, or do we want him to use us? I can remember years ago we had a neighbor. We lived out in the country, and the only time that this neighbor would come to our house was when he wanted to borrow something. We would see him coming, and we would say, "What does he want to borrow today? A shovel, a hammer, a rake? Does he want to borrow?" He wasn't really interested in us, but in what we could do for him. We see this in the lives of these lepers, and we see many people with the same attitude today. They are interested in Jesus because of what they think he can do for them, but not really in him. In Luke 17, 15, and 16, we read, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." He comes back to Jesus and he kneels before him. In kneeling, he is recognizing that Jesus is the Lord and that he is the servant. He is recognizing the lordship of Christ and his place as a servant. In kneeling, he is recognizing that Jesus is to use him, that he is the servant, that he bows before Jesus, who is his Lord and Master. My friend, have you knelt in surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your attitude one of being his servant, or are you just interested in what you think Jesus can do for you? When have you truly surrendered to him? Many years ago, there was an Indian in the Americas that really loved the Lord Jesus. He had surrendered to the Lord, and his attitude was one of, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" One day, someone asked him why he loved the Lord so much. It was in the fall of the year, and there were many leaves on the ground. He gathered up several handfuls of leaves and made a little circle with them. He then dug in the ground and found a worm and put him in the middle of the little circle. He then set the leaves on fire, and the fire started to close in on the worm. The worm was desperately wiggling and trying to find a way to escape the fire. When the fire was almost in on the worm, the Indian reached down and took the worm away from the fire and set him free. The Indian then said, "I was like the worm, and Jesus reached down and saved me." He realized that Jesus had done something much greater for him than healing him from a disease. Jesus had forgiven all of his sins. Jesus had saved him from the flames of hell. In Psalm 103:3, we read, "Who pardons all your iniquities." The Indian knew that for Jesus to forgive him, that he had gone to the cross and died for him. He was conscious of his terrible guilt and condemnation. You can have leprosy and not realize it and not be conscious of that. My friend, are you conscious of the fact that you have something much worse than leprosy, and it is sin and guilt? In the day of those 10 lepers, only Jesus had the power to heal them. And in our day, only Jesus can forgive and save. In Acts 4:12, we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." My friend, are you like the 9 lepers who went their way and were not interested in Jesus or the forgiveness of their sins, but only in their present blessing? When have you come to Jesus and bowed the knee in surrender and trust? You probably don't have leprosy today, but you do have something worse, and that is guilt. When are you coming to him not only for deliverance from your guilt, but also from the power and slavery of sin? When are you going to recognize your rightful place as his servant and he as the master and Lord of your life? The Indian, with the example of the worm and the fire, realized his great need of forgiveness and salvation. The leper who returned wasn't just interested in what he could get out of Jesus, but in Jesus himself. He truly realized that Jesus was more than just a man because he knelt before him. The scripture says that he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. My friend, when have you kneeled before the Lord Jesus and asked him for forgiveness? You don't need healing today, but something deeper. The forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your soul. Jesus died on a cross for you and for me to pay for our sin. My friend, recognize your guilt before him today. Ask him for forgiveness today. Thank him for having died for you. Return to him today, repenting of your sin and committing your life to him, surrendering to him as your Lord and as your Savior. What a wonderful thing that leper that day to receive the healing of his leprosy, to be able to go home and embrace his wife, to embrace his friends, to hug his children. But even greater and deeper than that, the blessing of knowing that his sins were forgiven, the blessing of knowing that he had met the Savior of the world, the blessing of knowing that he had come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the blessing of knowing the true salvation and having salvation. You see, he was a Samaritan, an outcast, a foreigner, a person who was looked down upon. But Jesus loved him. Jesus received him. Jesus healed him. And Jesus forgave him. And Jesus saved him. My friend, this same Jesus today calls us to come to him. This same Jesus today loves us. Yes, at times he does heal. Yes, he has power to heal. But the greatest blessing is the blessing of knowing him, the blessing of our sins being forgiven and taken away, the blessing of a relationship with him, the blessing of having eternal life. My friend today, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you bowed before him? Are you assured today of your forgiveness? Are you assured today of your eternal destiny? That leper went home that day with some great news to take to his family, to his friends, to others. The blessing, yes, of being healed, but deeper, the blessing of being forgiven, the blessing of knowing the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, come to him today. Bow before him today. Turn to him today. My time is almost gone. We have an email if you would like to get in touch with us. It's SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question about our program, we'd love to try to answer your question. Thank you today for having joined us.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at SPIV6327@bellsouth.net. That's SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET.